Hi guys, welcome back to the Miss Lifestyle podcast. And today I have with me a friend of mine, my very good friend, Judge Chisom, and she'll be talking to us about trust, who you can trust. But before we give her time to talk, I'll just want to say some views some people gave me on who you can trust. So somebody said that you won't go far in life if you keep your ideas to yourself, and you have to find someone you can trust, and you have to excel them. So you have to be accountable to somebody. Somebody has to help you watch your growth process. So that's someone's view on who you can trust. And I would say the second person's view after Chisom has said as. So please, Chisom, over to you.
All right. Hi, everyone. Like Dami mentioned earlier, my name is Chisom. And I'm here to just share my view on trust. You know, trust, as small as the word is, just one syllable, it has, you know, a lot of meanings and has, you know, great impact and all. I believe that before you trust somebody, before you can say, okay, I confide in this person, before you rely on somebody or you have this strong confidence,
okay, so I guess our network is kind of shaky. Okay, so now that our network is shaky, I would say the second person's view on who you can trust. So a person said, sorry for your network, you'll get back to it. But before you continue, somebody said that trusting someone is actually really hard, but you have to learn to trust to have a smooth life. And that she said she'd rather talk to an anonymous person than talk to people she knows. That's like when I read it, actually I was surprised. Wow, that she'd rather talk to an anonymous person than talk to people she
well,
knows.
So
what do you think about that?
I believe I actually understand her point of view. You know, people say that friends can always backbite. Friends can always, you know, reveal secrets. So if you talk to your friend about something, if you confide to your friend about something, it can always leak out in a way. I don't know. Maybe if you guys have probably beef or something. But if you talk to somebody you actually don't know, and the person doesn't really know you well, the person might not really see the need to expose whatever you're confiding in the person for. You get? So... Yeah. I think I get her point, or whoever said that.
Thank you.
Okay, so as I was saying earlier, that trust actually is very, very, you know, it can be scary trusting, but that you should look deep into the person you're trusting. If you guys are very close, there is, and you know the person, there's a great possibility that the person is trustworthy. I won't say that everybody you're close to is trustworthy, but to some extent, there are people that you know that, okay, this person is my G for life. Like, I can tell this person something and the person keeps it to himself or the person keeps it to herself. So I think that you should actually get to know your friends first. And when you're getting to know the person, make sure you actually analyze how the person thinks, how the person works. Is this the kind of person that maybe when the person is angry, the person just blabs out rubbish and just, you know, sleeps out secrets and all, or the person is a very rational thinker? Before trusting, if you at all need to trust anybody, before trusting, you should actually get to know whoever you want to confide in. So
do you personally have people you confide in? Like, do you have people you trust, and how did you I really liked what you said about who you can trust and all, but do you personally have people you can trust, and how did you pick those people to trust? I know you have numerous friends, because yeah, you're my friend, and I know you have numerous friends. I know how public you are, and I know how friendly you are. I know that you talk to people a lot. So how did you pick those people you chose to confide in?
Well, the people I actually confide in. I can't remember how I picked them or something, but I have friends that actually remember how we met, and I have people that I know that when I met this person, I knew that this person was a very genuine friend. I don't know how, not that I have special powers or ability to tell who is genuine or not, but along the line, along the line, we got close. Along the line, we started telling each other things. You know, when, you know, trust is very, how, I'll put it this way. If you really want to trust somebody, or if trust gets strong, it's very likely that that trust is mutual. So the person I trust trusts me. The person tells me stuff, I tell the person stuff. It makes our trust very, I don't know, it makes that trust stronger. So how I found genuine friends is the mutual, I don't know, the mutual thing. There's this link that I have a friend that I clicked with her, I think just a week or 2 weeks after meeting her. And it was funny because I just did not expect it to happen, but it happened. We just became close, and I had the feeling that I could tell her anything I was going through, anything that was bothering me, things that I ordinarily wouldn't tell anybody. So I don't know how I did that, but I don't know how I was able to confide in her, but I feel that there's this feeling you just get, you know, that this person, and again, I wouldn't say I scrutinized her character, but I kind of got to study her little way I could see that she was different. I could see that, okay, this is not somebody that you tell something and next minute you're hearing from somebody else's mouth. So I could see that in her. So as I said, you need to actually know the kind of people you trust or who you confide in. So I could just know, I just knew that, nah, she's different, that kind of a thing. So that's it.
Thank you very much for coming on here to talk about your view on who you can trust. And I hope my listeners have learned a thing or two from this very interesting discussion we've had. I hope you know who you can trust, and I hope you've learned how you can trust people too. So thank you very much for coming to my podcast. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Nice, thank you for having me too. Have a nice day too.